blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
You wreck me. Alice at 97.3. Oh, that's such a good song. We were all just like, me and Maddie were making all the like, arms in the air.
Love
stuff.
Her so much.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's great.
That's the next dog's name.
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Hmm. So there's a next dog, huh? You're just a dog person. You're not going to be like, oh, wouldn't it be so much easier if I didn't have a dog at my house to always have to go home and whiz?
It would be so empty and lonely without a dog.
Oh, you got to have a furry buddy.
Got to have it.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. As soon as that other dog starts going downhill, you're going to get that one too. So, you know, Shauna's going to hand that off and get herself a new puppy. She's going to be like a funnel for dogs for you for the rest of your life.
I'm the rest home.
You apparently are. Every time she comes down, she drops off an old dog.
Bring me another one.
All right. Morning, you guys. It's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you want to donate to victims of the LA fires, you can visit redcross.org or text the word Red Cross to 90999 and make a $10 donation. I also want to say happy birthday, Shawnee. He was born 24 years ago today, about an hour ago.
Happy birthday.
Happy
birthday.
Right. Yeah, right.
Baby Sean.
Hey, little baby Shawnee. Uncle Boogerhead over there.
Yeah.
He's still here, right?
He is. He's leaving, I want to say he's leaving tomorrow.
Rusty get here?
Rusty's been here for a few days.
Oh,
yeah.
How's Rusty doing?
Rusty's great. He's just delightful. I love him so much. I'm trying not to get too attached. You know how that is, eh? People go.
Oh. I assume Rusty's his boyfriend?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, his person. His person. I don't, you know, they don't want any labels on that.
Oh, okay.
He's just Rusty.
His partner.
What? Sure. Anyway, they're around. So happy birthday, Shawnee. We got one of those undeliverable packages things. So
we are hooked.
Well, I am hooked. We had so much fun with that on Christmas that I'm like, I'm getting one for Sean's birthday. So we're going to, and he likes these certain burritos that John makes. He does this sort of like pulled chicken thing. I don't even know what it is. It's delicious. And he wants that with the way Dad makes the guac and the whole thing. So we're going to we'll have burritos. And then we'll open up the fun delivered stuff. And I know, it's going to be super fun. Love that kid. And what do kids even want? Like, he wants a bass. I'm like, what, are we going to buy him a bass and he's going to take it with him on the airplane? Like,
yeah.
That seems like a pain in the ass.
Well, it'll sit next to him in this first class seat.
Like a stand-up bass? Like a big one?
No. He just wants a regular bass.
Check it.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seemed like a big pain in the butt. But, Who cares? Hello, everyone. It's time for The Celebrity Trash, which is brought to you by Betterman from the director of The Greatest Showman. Betterman tells the extraordinary journey of British pop icon Robbie Williams. Betterman is in theaters now. Get your tickets today at bettermanmovie.com. We've been talking about that movie for a little bit here. Just it's kind of come up in The Celebrity Trash, and it's his story from his viewpoint, but he is like a Planet of the Apes style chimpanzee. Like, it's some kind of CG, or maybe they use a real chimpanzee. But anyway, enjoy that movie. That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Just what a weird angle. He's like, I always felt less evolved than everyone else.
Well, he's very successful. So, and I don't know a lot about him. So it would be a full on learning experience,
exactly.
As well as you probably cheer for the guy.
Right. Yeah. This might be the best thing he's ever done for himself. Okay. Here's some things about the LA wildfires that are happening right now. They say here's the latest on how the wildfires have been affecting your favorite celebrities. I'm like, don't say it like that. Beyonce is donating $2.5 million to the LA Fire Relief Fund created by her own charitable foundation, which is Be Good, B-E-Y, like Bay. So do you say it Bay Good? I always thought, you know, they always say the Bay Hive. B-E-Y hive, but is it just the beehive? Like, her name's Beyonce, so is it supposed, should I be saying be good or just bae?
I think
good?
It's bae good because it wouldn't be,
and people do say bae like for
specific
their girlfriend,
to, right, but it wouldn't be specific to Beyonce if it was the beehive.
Beehive.
You'd go, oh, beehive,
right? So bae.
Gotta be the beehive,
so it's gotta be bae good.
But I wouldn't, you know what, I don't know, I'm not a real big Beyonce fan. I don't hate her.
No.
I just don't press play on any of her songs ever in the history of my entire life.
Mm. You should press play on Crazy in Love.
I can live without it.
You could, you can't, because Jay-Z's on it too, and it's actually pretty
good. I'm a really big Jay-Z fan.
Right, so there you go. The Jay-Z song came on, and then a Jay-Z song came on, and the Jay-Z song was on. Okay, Beyonce, through her foundation, Bay Good. The money will aid families who've lost their homes and the churches and community centers that are helping them. And of course, there's always an encouragement to make your own donation. If Beyonce has chosen that, her charity, you should also donate to that. The LA Fire Relief Fund. More celebrities doing their part. Metallica's All Within My Hands Foundation. They've donated $500,000. Jimmy Kimmel opened a donation center on the back lot of his show. They do a lot of stuff out back of Jimmy Kimmel's. There's like a stage set up there a lot throughout the summer. A lot of times they'll be having at the end of the show, everybody who's a in the audience, they all go out there and they sort of end the show with some band, some well-known band out there playing a couple songs for them. So that must be where they're, that must be the back lot they're talking about. They did come back to the airwaves last night. And so Jimmy did a show. And they've got a donation center out back. Do you remember that rapper, The Game? I'm not.
Yeah.
I feel like I know the name.
Sure.
He is helping reunite survivors with their lost pets. Apparently, there
That's
are a lot of pets
deal.
Running around.
There's a lot of that going on right now. In fact, people, among the many things people are asking for donations, the shelters down south, like in Pasadena and elsewhere. So there's no shortage of people or places you can donate to. That's right. For sure. Mm.
Doja Cat designed some new merch for the Red Cross to raise money. Jane Seymour, Dr. Quinn medicine woman, she is housing her co-star Joe Lando and his family. They lost their home and they all went, Dr. Quinn, could you medicine us?
Help.
Right. Exactly. I'm sure there's a lot of people who are moving in with neighbors and friends. And
well, Eddie was
family.
Eddie had to, our friend Eddie Ift, who's a comedian and he's been on this show many times, had to evacuate. Went to stay with friends. Then he had to split and go do shows in Canada.
Right.
Which I just, that's very pro. But no one would hold it against him if he said, I just can't.
Right.
I'm canceling.
I'm on the run with my family.
Yeah, I just can't. I just can't walk away from my wife and kids today.
Have you heard anything from him? I'm assuming no news is good news, like that his house is still standing. That poor guy. Every year now he's got a canyon house and it's scary. So Jane Seymour is housing people. David Spade is offering $5,000. If you catch anybody lighting a fire and if you help with that, I will give you $5,000, which that's great. I'll bet you that there's all kinds of rewards involved. Like maybe the LAPD's got something set up or the fire department. The Grammys are still on for February 2nd for now from LA's Crypto.com arena. And that show, it looks like they're going to use it as a fundraiser for the relief effort. I don't know that it'll be 100%, but they are saying it's going to help raise money for the relief effort. The Grammys are on for, right as of right now, the Grammys are on for February 2nd. The announcement for the Oscars, which has already been pushed back once, has been pushed back again. It's now scheduled to happen next Thursday. The 23rd. The show itself is still scheduled for March 2nd, and that is a ways off, although it feels like the turnaround on that is pretty fast. Anyway, if you're a big Oscar fan, you're going to have to wait. They're in the middle of some stuff down there. Tom Brady is doing his part for Tom Brady. He has reportedly hired private security to protect his $20 million mansion from looters. So.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that he started dating some L.A. supermodel and he's just helping
with
her out.
Right.
Come stay at my place for a little while.
I am not sure if it means that he's evacuated his house or had to evacuate because they are saying he wound up because is the security allowed to hang out there?
I thought he lived in Florida.
He, I think, did have a place in Florida. I'm not sure what the status of that is. And he also built a huge place in Massachusetts, which I'm sure is just out. But he's got a $20 million LA mansion. And I don't know if this is a new thing that he got since he parted ways with Gisele Bündchen, but maybe it's brand new. And he's like, I don't want anybody to loot this thing. Come on, let's get a team over here and figure this out.
There's reports every day of more people arrested looting these homes. It's awful.
Scummy.
It's the worst thing. But, okay.
Humans, we're the worst. The FBI paid a visit to Ben Affleck, his house in Brentwood.
Why?
Well, that's what everyone was asking. So, of course, TMZ on the case. Because
they show
of
up
that,
with their jackets that say FBI on the back? How does everyone
so.
Even know?
Yeah. Yes.
It's, what?
Yeah. Yeah, they had the jackets
you
on.
You
want to
see the pictures and stuff?
Yeah.
So it's not a raid or anything.
What is it?
It's more like they were going like door to door.
They have those, by the way.
They do. The shirts?
Yeah.
These guys, I don't know how official they look. It's just two dudes canvassing the neighborhood. I guess the deal is that they are looking for, you know, that drone thing you were talking about that ran into one of the planes that was
Somebody
dropping.
Somebody was flying a drone. It downed one of the planes, putting out the fire.
Well, the plane did land safely, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it was out of business for the rest of the day while they figured it out.
So apparently it happened really close to his neighborhood. And there was a question as to whether or not it was just some person's drone. Like, they don't know whose drone it was, but it did some damage and they're trying to find out. So it sounds like they were on they're going door to door, seeing if they could get any info, as though people there can see over their fences or know what's going on. Although I will say, there are people with drones and they're annoying. Those things are loud and they're in my backyard. Like, what? Are you kidding? What, I got to throw rocks at this thing? Should I squirt it with water?
You're a hot chick tanning naked. What do you think they're going to do?
You know, I really got to rethink this tanning naked thing I'm doing all the time.
Come on.
With my giant boobs and my incredible...
I told you, just get a BB gun and point it at it, and then they go away. That's what I used to do in L.A.
Oh, you had a drone problem in L.A.?
Yeah, there was always drones flying around and like covering
Shauna,
my backyard
in the back,
and stuff.
In the backyard with the naked tanning?
Well, I thought they were for me.
Well, maybe they were. You never know. Somebody might be obsessed with you. Anyway, the FBI was hanging out at Ben's house, which is kind of, I mean, it's not funny at all. Nobody wants that. And it wasn't like he got swatted or anything, which is always my feeling. Anytime I see FBI or SWAT team, I'm like, I get that they have to respond to those things, but what an incredibly awful, disruptive, potentially deadly thing to unleash on somebody else. Like, don't do that, humans. Please, let's just try to hold on to our humanity. Where's that going? Ah, coffee, I love you so much. Sorry, I needed a sip. I've been waiting for a moment to do it. Whatever. I know, so good. Let's see. The major studios are kicking in a ton of money for the relief effort, which I actually thought was, I'm like, that's wonderful. Here's a short list. Disney and Warner Brothers Discovery have committed $15 million each, apparently, while Amazon, Netflix, and Comcast have added $10 million each. Sony's doing $5 million, and Paramount is contributing $1 million. Come on, Paramount. Step it up. You look bad here. But they're going on and on talking about, this is where they live. This is their bread and butter. This is where everybody that they employ works. Mm-hmm. So these major studios are pledging millions of dollars in relief. It's, you know, we can talk about it all day, and really you don't add a whole lot to it. It's terrible. There's the Prince Harry, Meghan Markle story. Justine Bateman says they're offensive and called them disaster tourists.
Someone wrote in and said, hold on, let me see if I can find it, because a lot of texts have come in as we've been broadcasting here this morning.
Hello.
Someone said, I can't find it. Someone said, though, that she is, Justine Bateman, this is from 510, is very right-leaning, for what it's worth. She's been making the rounds on Fox complaining about being ostracized for being conservative in Hollywood. I don't know anything about that. That's a text, but that goes with, she's been out there saying they're, what did you call them?
Disaster tourists.
Disaster tourists. Someone else wrote in, speaking of the disaster tourists, that Prince Harry grew up doing charity. Mm-hmm. It's what the royals do.
It's the response to everything that happens.
It's their thing.
Yeah.
So it may not be as much of a photo op as you think. Right. Like, he may actually think this is what he's supposed to do. It's what he's been brought up to do. And according to the texters.
I just feel like, you know, anybody should be able to put their hands in somewhere. And it wasn't like they were dressed nicely or held a press conference. I was looking at the photos and they all seem like, you know, someone peeking around a tree, seeing them helping. I'm like, I don't know.
Here's a short, easy one. I think Prince Harry's been raised to do service and hopefully he will follow in his mother's footsteps.
Well, there you go. Anyway, everyone's yelling at them. No good deed goes unpunished, as you know. And the final thing here is, this has been sitting in my pile all week and I just keep not getting to it. I'd heard last week that Candy Spelling's house burned down. And so, of course, the first thing I think of is the gigantic 50,000 square foot mansion.
Oh, not the wrapping room?
Oh, yeah, that was great. But that's in the 50,000 square foot mansion. But, and I was thinking to myself, I think they actually sold that, right? To that Petra somebody, some heiress from Russia.
So you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I remember a Russian heiress buying like the most expensive home. I don't remember if it was the Spelling home.
So there have
been a couple
here
of those giant mansions. And I remember Jay-Z and his wife, Beyonce, sorry, I couldn't get the name. And we were just talking about her. Mm-hmm. They were renting a place for a little while they were in between places for $450,000 a month. And I kind of put that with the Succession house and was like, oh, that must be the Succession house is now burned down.
Is that the one?
It might be. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many places can rent for that exact figure
right.
a month in L.A.? That's a lot.
So they sold, the home is called The Manor. She sold it to Petra Alexstone.
Okay.
Okay.
In 2011, but she sold it to an LLC in 2019. So.
Oh. So it's a, it was, is, was, is, it's still standing, 123 room French chateau style property. It was 56,500 square feet. A room just for gift wrapping, flower cutting, and one dedicated to her doll collection. Look, you got 123 rooms. You better get some hobbies to fill those up with. It can't all be bedrooms, right? Anyway, the house that burned is the house she owned for 50 years. It's a Malibu house. And after she sold the other house, I think after Aaron Spelling died, she actually moved to this house that they'd had all these years. And they'd added on to it over the years. And I'm sure it was palatial, right? It was the Spelling second home. We're going to go on vacation to the beach. Ooh, we'll go to our Malibu home. So that's the one that burned. Which I feel for anybody who lost a house in this fire, anybody who lost anything that was important to them, including, you know, living, breathing things. A lot of people are suffering losses, and whether or not she's blitheringly rich, I don't wish her house to burn down. And, you know, I'm not telling you what you should or shouldn't do, but, you know, try to have some compassion for other people. Because some of you texters are just mean. Okay, Ben, I am out of time.
Well, I've got Valentine's is near and men want more from you women.
Oh, well,
after these.
Let's put out.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
I'll do it. I'll bring you back, baby. Such a good song. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Make sure you are here and listening at 9.05 for your first chance today to go to Bottle Rock all 3 days.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank provides our Bay Area organizations with contributions all year long to help neighborhoods thrive.
All right.
Being powered by Fremont Bank reflects an investment toward a positive future. Visit FremontBank.com today. Good morning.
Hi.
Here's what's happening. Cold as I got out this morning, like low 30s at my house.
Too cold.
Going to warm up. It'll be in the 60s today and sunny. As I mentioned earlier, there is no rain in the forecast at the moment.
Oh, boy. Not even a cloudy day?
Not at the moment. Mm. These things change, but right now.
I hate that.
I know.
Super wet as winter starts and then the faucet goes off.
We have these sometimes, though.
We had one, I think it was 2 years ago, right? We're like all excited. It was going to be big. And then, boop, no more rain for us.
Last night on TV was the final game of the first round of the NFL playoffs. And the Rams throttled the Vikings. It was not a fun game to watch. They just beat them. The end. Like, okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention this real quick since we are, you know, one step removed from New England and they got their new coach apparently yesterday. Does John have any notes on the new coach?
He did not give me his notes.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll check in with him a little later today. We have a meeting.
Okay.
About the Pats.
I think John's going to really love this dude.
Okay.
I mean, he's no Bill Belichick, but
Bill Belichick wasn't even Bill Belichick when he started.
He was that loser from the Cleveland Browns. That's who he was when he started. And then he, you know, got Tom Brady.
And they went 3/4 length sweatshirts and the rest is history.
The rest is history. Exactly right. Okay, so there's that. Survey says 7 out of 10 men want better Valentine's Day gifts.
Oh, like what? Like what would you like to get? Are you just talking about sex?
I am. Well,
okay.
I am.
All
I
right.
mean, I think that, I think that that is.
That's a nice gift.
Is, but I mean, more so than normal, I would like it to be something that is not a quickie,
something that takes a little time.
Let's figure it out. Some way to get the noise makers from the home away or whatever. You know who I'm talking about.
I do.
And then we get a few minutes of focused, you know,
intimacy
energy. Intimacy, yes, exactly.
Yes.
I want to be I think this happens to a lot of guys. Most men are men about it. They're not big babies.
Yeah.
I can be a big baby about it. But one of the things,
Vinny,
that happens when you have kids is suddenly you these kids move up the importance ladder above you.
Yeah, they're actually standing on your head and shoulders.
And so there's your wife, the person that you two started this whole thing together.
Yeah.
And then suddenly these two newcomers leap right over the top of you.
Yeah.
And so if there's more than one, that's even worse. Like, now you got
a pile of kids on you.
You drop down the line, and then if there's a dog, I don't know where that fits in, but suddenly you're like, never mind. So, yes.
Yeah.
Focused intimacy for 30 minutes.
Right.
I know you want 8,
yeah,
but let's go for 30.
I will say, though, that now that my kids don't live at the house and it's so much more relaxed. It's like, there's just no hurry. So
that's nice.
And not that we're taking all day. We're not spending all day in bed or doing marathon stuff, but it's definitely taken on a much more relaxed, fun, not rushing to get under there's no there's none of that.
Valentine's Day gifts for men should be just as thoughtful, creative, and exciting as those for women. I don't know that they're always that thoughtful and creative for women either. Often guys will be that
candy,
like, let me get this on my way home or whatever. So it does get difficult, but that reconnect is what I think most guys are talking about. Better gifts that could ignite romance. Nude with a bow on, you're done.
Right.
Yep. Honestly, what guy wouldn't be like, yeah.
There are guys.
What?
We hear from ladies all the time who are like, yeah, I'm trying to get this guy to do me.
Many Americans don't enjoy their Valentine's Day gifts. They say that just over a third say they've never been excited by a Valentine's Day gift from a partner. That's man or woman.
Mm. John and I actively do not participate in Valentine's Day. Like, I don't want a bunch of chocolate at the house. I don't need the roses. Show me every day that you love me, and I'll show you.
You know,
I mean, for 8 minutes-ish.
I have so much chocolate piled up from the holidays. I will bring that to you for Valentine's
Day. Please do
not. No, you just said you love chocolate for the holidays.
I feel like I said the opposite of that. Who wants chocolate? Maddie.
I have a back. I'm bringing you a backpack
of
chocolate tomorrow.
You'll be my only Valentine.
It's been really cute watching your bromance bloom, the two of you.
And I'll be 2 days out of surgery on the 14th, so I'll need all the chocolate.
We'll swing by and bring you some chocolate.
Yeah.
Actually.
That's right around the corner, isn't it?
Oh my God. Yeah. It's a month away. Oh my God. I can't believe you're getting hip surgery. You couldn't have done that over the summer while we were all waiting on stuff.
I know.
Damn it.
Anyway, men would like a better Valentine's Day gift or some more consideration.
Or flowers. Guys like flowers too.
Do they?
I always.
Would you really like me to get you some flowers? So you would like flowers. Wouldn't you rather have a plant?
No, I like I like to have fresh flowers in my house.
Okay.
I think it's nice.
I'll tell you what I'd like on top of the Nook is a heads up that it's coming. Like, I want to be ready for it.
Yes.
I want to know that I've showered and I'm clean.
Oh, a heads up that the Nook is coming.
Yeah, yeah. Like hey.
You're on the phone, I see.
It's 3 p.m., okay. Hey, or whatever it is. Hey,
I can't wait to get my hooks in you tonight.
7 p.m., be yeah. ready.
Kids are going to be gone. I'm going to be naked with a bow around me.
And I will be ready.
I'm so ready for that.
Right.
Can we just set the clocks ahead?
That's a great thing to look forward to.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. It's great. That's a super good idea. Hey, I'm going to get you tonight, and I'm going to get you good.
Some of us want to be prepped in every possible way.
Some people need to pop a little blue pill, you know? You got to be ready for this stuff.
And some of us just want to get one out of the way before it's time so that we feel like we're in complete control.
Oh, that might take too long, though. Sometimes, you know, you get one out of the way and you're like, I might not have another one in the tank.
Not everybody is Doug, Sarah.
I know, that guy's like, don't do it for a month. Don't even think about it.
Her friend Doug.
Don't. Poor Doug. 45
What do you
minutes.
Mean, poor Doug? But Doug's a porn star.
He is. I promise you, that ain't how it goes when you're a 45-minute guy.
How about a fast fact?
You know what? That is probably a great idea, Vinny.
I'm gonna fast.
I love Dougie. Doogie.
Greenland.
Yes.
It's been in the news lately. Greenland.
What's Greenland been in the news for?
Really?
You're telling a joke, right?
No, I forget.
Trump is talking about...
Oh, buying Greenland. Right. Okay. I knew there was something.
Was that a setup?
No, that wasn't a setup.
Oh.
I was like, wait a minute. What, did something happen? You know? I think that every time I heard that, I was just like, well, that's dumb. They're not going to sell themselves. No whores in Greenland.
They're not?
Don't ask me.
Okay, I don't know. Well, we'll find out.
Sure, I guess we will.
They might not have a choice.
Greenland can be a challenging place to live for your internal clock. In Greenland, the sun does not set for 2 months. From the end of May until the end of July. And in the winter, the sun sets in October and doesn't rise again until February.
Oh, that's got to be rough.
With the only natural light coming from the moon and the aurora borealis.
Oh.
I know that show got a little kooky, but the star of True Detective... Is it True Detective? The star of True Detective was the location.
Right.
That is the bleakest... Like, when they go out there to the hunters, then they're out
on the ice.
They're out on the ice.
They're just out there.
Empty, in the desert, I guess you'd call it.
56,000 people live in Greenland, period. It's enormous. And 56,000 people live there because you can't live there. And they all live down at the southern tip.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, that's my guess. I'm going to guess on that.
Yeah, on the shore there.
Cleopatra.
Yes.
Lived closer to the debut of the iPhone than the building of the Great Pyramid.
Is that so? When were the Great Pyramids built?
This is where things get kooky. The pyramid was finished in 2540 BC.
Oh, okay.
Cleopatra was born in 2471 years later in 69 BC.
There you go.
And the iPhone debuted in 2007. Just 2,076 years after her birth.
Quick turnaround there. That's amazing.
The iPhone. You almost, if you, well, never mind.
What were you going to say?
If you could have just stayed or last, if, no, you come when you come. So that's how it works. You know, the being
say
born.
If they could have waited.
I mean, you missed the iPhone, Cleopatra.
Yeah.
Too bad for you.
She would have been great on Instagram.
Mm.
You know? It's like, today I murdered this slave. Oh.
What?
Well, you know, those are terrible, terrible times to be a human. Unless you were the queen.
Cleopatra.
Yeah, unless you were Cleopatra.
The first Super Bowl was carried by both CBS and NBC because of their TV contracts.
Say that again?
The first Super Bowl was carried by both CBS and NBC. Because of their TV cut. No other Super Bowl has been on more than one network.
Oh.
But that one was on two.
That was probably such a conflict that they figured out how to get the rights. And maybe did someone buy it for years? It was on one network or?
It still is.
What is it?
Oh, you mean not moving around?
As in, like, was it always on NBC for all those years?
Or I don't know. Yeah,
did they have it locked down? Because now, like, it feels like every game is on a different thing, whether it's Amazon or YouTube or.
They've definitely expanded. Yeah. And it's
money,
weird to keep up with. Like, one of the games over the weekend, I think, was on NBC, and then the next one was on Prime. And so I'm looking
right
on my thing.
Now Prime becomes a channel on your grid, you know? You're like, well, how do I get this? Like, I find myself so many times a week Googling, how do I get this show? Where's this?
Yep.
Where you used to just, I don't know. I'm sure everyone's having their problems finding things.
Seemingly cheap hobbies that quickly become very expensive includes
Pokemon Go.
How's that expensive?
It costs money to play it. If you play all the time. I'm on a break from it. I don't know if you've noticed.
I have not noticed. What do you mean you're on a break from it?
About a week ago, I put it down.
Cold turkey.
No, I played over the weekend a little bit. There were some raids going on I wanted to be in, but I've put it down. I don't bring my second phone anywhere anymore, and I'm just not.
What's going on?
Nothing. I'm just feeling like that's a lot of.
Someone
a lot
shame
of time.
You?
No.
Oh.
Oh, please.
I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
But it's expensive. If you're playing all the time and you want to.
What do you have to buy?
Tickets to events, and you pay to battle for legendary stuff and raids. Oh. Yeah. It's a whole thing. Plus, if you want a cool outfit for your avatar, you gotta pay for that.
But you're doing okay without it.
I am. I'm a little twitchy. I'll admit it. Here and there.
Do we need to get you a Pokemon sponsor? You know? Do you need to?
I'm okay. You know what? I will. Thank you for offering, and I will. I'll let you know if I need to attend a Pokeholics Anonymous. I don't know what it would be.
And a 12-step that thing.
Yeah. I'm just. For anybody who I'm friends with, a lot of listeners. I have a lot of listeners who are. Pokemon friends of mine. And they give me a lot of crap, actually, about how, like, I always have it on. It's just always on. So I always have a green dot next to me. And now I'm sure they're all like, oh my God, did she die? Is everything okay?
So you've turned it off.
Oh, it's just off. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. If the app is open, you've got a green dot. And I would just keep the app open.
Ah, I didn't know this.
Yeah.
What inspired? So this is, it's a New Year thing.
It isn't really. I honestly, last Monday, I came in here and I lugged the whole thing and I go through and I'm going through and organize it. And I just went, what are you doing? Just stop it. Just take a break. You don't have to. I was just feeling kind of stressed out about I got to get through this.
Like it's part of your job.
Kind of. It's just like a thing I would spend quite a bit of time on every day. And I have other things I could definitely be spending my time on. So I just thought, well, I'll just take a break. I'll just back off of it. But they get you because you don't want to lose your streak. You're like, oh, I got to.
You don't.
You have, yeah, if every day you catch one Pokemon and spin one Pokestop, then you're continuing these streaks. I'm like, what do you got to do that for? You don't have to.
I play this game occasionally, and if only I could have the same willpower with booze that I have with this game.
What's the game?
I play this Angry Birds game, and I just do the daily challenge. I won't play the actual game because there's commercials run, and they're like 2 minutes long.
A daily challenge.
The daily challenge.
Huh.
And I just... Things come up where it goes, you can buy this and you'll have a bet. And I've never bought anything and I just don't care enough. And I actually think if only I had this willpower with booze, I'd be having a beer right now with you. Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah, because that would be healthy behavior for us to be having beers at 7 in the morning.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, since it's no problem, why wouldn't we?
Right. You know, we were watching.
That's why it's a problem, because right. That's the thought. That's your thought.
It's not a problem.
Sir.
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, anyway, you know what? I'll do that. The rest of that story later. I got to do some texts. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say.
All right.
Good morning. 3 days till severance.
Oh.
Yeah. I think the first 8 minutes is available right now. Isn't that the one that has that ready?
Yeah.
Last night, John and I was telling him, look, I really want to watch the second season of Squid Game. Maddie was saying that it's freaking great. Let's watch the first episode of Squid Game of the first season because he hasn't watched it yet. And I was just going to, I'll sit there and do my thing or be on my phone or whatever. And then I just got sucked right back into it. And you know that sort of alcoholic behavior you're talking about? And like, you why can't you control this stuff? That this, I had forgotten what a terrible gambling problem this guy had and how just pathetic and awful it was. Mm-hmm. That first thing, John's like, this is awful. I hate this guy. Oh, this is terrible. Oh, he's blowing it in his poor kid. And he got it. And I'm like, you just have to get through this. As soon as the game starts, you're fine. And he turns into a great guy. But right at the beginning there.
Well, that's the beauty of good writing, is that the character's more complicated.
Right.
It's not as black and white as terrible person,
right,
or good person.
Right.
And when decisions come up, you're like, which guy's going to answer the call here?
Well, let's hope it's the good guy.
The scuzz bucket or the good guy.
Right. Well, the scuzz bucket usually picks up the call.
A few more texts, and we did report early on, if you're wondering, like, hey, I just tuned in, why haven't you mentioned at all the LA fires? We did.
The whole first break
was on that. But here are a few texts from that period of the show. 510 says, I feel exactly about the same about the LA fires. Sad. It weighs on me every day. Thanks for confirming that we are all feeling their pain. Tammy and Crockett on the app.
Crockett.
707 says, I lost my house in the Tubbs fire. Living in the disaster zone is tough. 7 years later, the area is almost normal.
Oh.
Yes, the guilt is real. The sadness is real. And I'm a realtor. And showing surviving properties amidst the ruin is really strange.
Yeah.
I could go on, but you guys have covered most of it. Victoria, Santa Rosa, Odyssey.
Hey, Victoria.
Odyssey.
Let's see here. Does Sarah know that we have devices that will put the correct time on her wrist?
We have these giant...
In her defense, we have these giant screens, and I admit, we are big babies, but...
Huge babies.
We get used to doing something,
flick your eye to the same place
every
time.
A lot of this stuff becomes habit, and so you flick to it, and it's still 2:37 and 42 seconds from...
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just a weird...
And it screws me up every time, because that is about when the news starts, is at 35 to 37. So now I'm going, wait, oh, hold on, is this my... And then it's rocking my world every time.
Nothing works here.
What's that from?
Oh my God. It's just the clock. Let it go, Sarah. All right. When we come back, wildly shocking celebrity facts and more.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice
at 97.3.